Hey, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Right now, we're going through these relational scriptures from the seven deadly friendships. Today, we are in Psalm 34:18 in the NIV, New International Version. It says this, and I love this verse. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. Mind if I pray for you today? Lord, I lift up the brokenhearted, and almost always brokenheartedness involves relationships, whether it means grieving over the loss of a loved one who's passed away, who's gone on to the other side, or there has been a death in a relationship where maybe there's been a friendship breakup or a break with a family member that ended badly. Lord, that's where the brokenheartedness comes. Sometimes that brokenheartedness comes from, oh my gosh, I've had a dream for so long and it just has never been fulfilled and I don't know what to do with it and I feel unfulfilled and sad. And sometimes brokenheartedness comes from just worrying about money, about people, about relationships, about what's happening next. And I only say all those things because those are things on my mind these days. And I particularly pray for a friend of mine who's walking through a scary diagnosis. And I pray, Father, that you would shoulder those very heavy burdens, shoulder those burdens in her family, for her children. And Lord, I am aching for her, and just help me and help all of us to bear the weight and bear the burdens of those who are carrying burdens that are too large for them. Lord, we lift up the brokenhearted people in our lives, those who are hurting, those who are despairing, those who are aching for their children, those who are aching for their parents, those who are aching for people in their church. Maybe they have a church situation. We lift them up to you, Lord. We are a brokenhearted people, and we desperately need the one who created our hearts to come in and to save us who are crushed in spirit. Lord, please be our Savior. Would you rescue us from those who are stronger than us? Would you rescue us from gossip? Would you rescue us from relational strife? Would you rescue us from something I prayed the other day, which was this problem I have in my head, and maybe someone else has it too, or maybe I'm the only one, of rehashing over and over and over what went wrong. Why did this relationship break up? Why does it hurt so much? Lord, release us. Set us free from being tied back there so that we can look with clear eyes for the relationships that are healthy and safe that you have for us today. And Lord, for those of us who have closed off our hearts because we've been hurt so many times and we've made this decision, I'm not doing it anymore. I'm never going to open my heart to anyone else because all people are bad. Lord, help us to heal. Help us to experience your presence and walk through forgiveness and letting go of bitterness so that we can enter back in to the very thing that sets us free. I've said it many times, we are wounded in negative community, but you have called us back into good community to heal. So community wounds and community heals. And Lord, I admit that I'm afraid. I have put my toe in the arena of safe relationships, but with trepidation. And Lord, I honestly don't like risking my heart. It's hard. And so I'm guessing that if I don't like it, other people don't like it too. Would you make us just a tiny bit brave today? And maybe that simply means we make another choice to forgive. I think, Lord, we've been fed this lie that forgiveness is one and done. Like, okay, on June 12th, I decided to forgive and now it's done and I'll never have to revisit it again. When in actuality, forgiveness is a continual journey. We can say we forgave today and then something will remind us tomorrow of another part of that layer of forgiveness. So Lord, help us to continue to forgive even when it's hard. And that doesn't mean that we pardon the person. That doesn't mean that we don't ask for justice. It doesn't mean that justice won't prevail. Justice will prevail inevitably because you are a just God. It's not letting someone off the hook and letting them get away with bad behavior. And Lord, show us if there is someone that is hurting other people that is a crime, show us how to go forward and report that person to authorities. Lord, I thank you for every single person listening today from around the world. I pray that you would be close to them in their brokenheartedness. I pray you would save those who are crushed in spirit. And Lord, I pray that you would bring light into the darkness. And I pray this in your beautiful name, Jesus. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. And a huge thanks goes to Trisha Goyer, who is a new Patreon helper. She went to patreon.com/prayeveryday and sponsored the podcast. And I'd love it if you could do that as well, just to help incur some of the costs associated with this podcast going all over the world. And we just had 100,000 downloads in July. So thank you so much for that. And I do pray that if you are crushed in spirit today, that you could find one safe person to sit alongside you and to pray with you, because prayer changes things.